Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We've been talking all morning about the situation going on with, first we have Atlanta. We also have it going on in Texas. We have it going on all over the place where basically states are trying to sort of shore up some of the shortcomings of the election process. And in doing so, they're passing laws to try and make it to where we know who's voting. And then a lot of companies are coming out, it seems almost a little too fast in trying to, I don't know, weigh in when maybe they shouldn't. I'd like to go right now to Rob Weinhold. He is a crisis and leadership specialist and a chief executive with the Falstein Group. He is also the author of The Art of Crisis Leadership. Rob, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Rob. So tell me about what's happening in Texas, because we talked a lot about what's going on in Georgia, but I understand Texas is going through much the same thing.
Yeah, well, voter suppression is a major divisive issue in states like Texas and Georgia, as you mentioned, are front and center. And the question is whether or not the legislative efforts are seen as election integrity or voter suppression. And so in Texas, a Senate bill recently passed along party lines, Republicans for, Democrats against, and basically it limits the extended early voting hours, bans drive-through voting, and forbids local election officials from encouraging voters to submit vote-by-mail applications. And it seems like you're well familiar with what's happening in Georgia, whether there's ID requirements, Dropbox issues, or, you know, less time to request absentee ballots. I mean, Biden, you know, recently referred to the Georgia changes as outrageous, un-American, and Jim Crow in the 21st century. And the bottom line is this. Republicans generally feel these legislative efforts reduce voter fraud, and Democrats view the efforts as voter suppression. Again, you know, very divisive for a country that I believe is already polarized on many levels. And now enter the corporate perspective. So Major League Baseball, Amazon, Southwest, Delta, Coca-Cola, AT&T, among others, are amplifying their voices and taking action. In fact, MLB last week, announced it was moving this year's All-Star game out of Atlanta due to their belief that the state is engaging in voter suppression efforts. And I think it'll be interesting to watch, you know, as MLB has a lot of influence over big brands, and professional sporting venues really have four main revenue streams: ticket sales, sponsorships, food and beverage, and merchandise. And you can be certain that MLB and their fan base are watching to see what the core MLB sponsors are saying and doing, you know, sponsors like Budweiser, Bank of America, and Chevrolet. Lastly, I'd say this. Corporate social responsibility is alive and well. Leaders are expected today more than ever to have a voice. And in today's world, with the speed of information being quicker than it's ever been, companies must quickly articulate their position and on the platforms in which the conversations are occurring. So we know that people will vote with their feet and their wallet based on the verdicts rendered in the court of public opinion. And we all know money talks. And for our company, whether we're working with large public companies, small restaurateurs, and even individuals, our mantra is if you don't tell your story, someone else will. And when someone else tells your story, it certainly won't be the story you want told. And I think it's advice that a lot of corporations are heeding at this point.
And Rob, of course, these companies absolutely should take a leadership role in what in their industry they're in. But I don't know about you, but I get a little tired about the company that sells me a soft drink or a car trying to tell me about other aspects of my life or political stuff that I don't think I care to know what they think about it. I just want to buy their product. I want to go to the baseball game or whatever the case is. And I wonder how many Americans tire of hearing from the company about what their position is on issues that don't really tie directly to the product that they hawk.
Yeah, so I think you bring up a really good point, and I think there's a lot of people that think the way you do. I also think that there's growing momentum in the marketplace, and whether we're talking about history, statues, landmarks, politics, social justice, workplace culture, varying brands, sports, sexual harassment, big tech, whatever, I think now more than ever, people are expecting to know what their leaders think, what the organizations stand for, what their values are, what's your North Star, because I may choose to frequent or not frequent your product or service. And again, in this day and age, with the speed of information being faster than it's ever been before, I think consumers feel empowered more than they ever have before because of social media and other digital platforms. And so This is an interesting dynamic for corporate America, and leadership is now more important than ever. And by the way, I mean, various studies show that reputational risk is the number one risk that global leaders are taking a hard look at and working very hard to manage.
And Rob, have you seen something like this happen with or backfire with something like Chick-fil-A? Remember when Dan Caffey came out, and he's made a lot of very public statements. You know, he's the one who said, we're not going to be open on Sunday because we want to make sure our people who work here are able to spend time with their families and at church. He's the one who said that we're not going to necessarily allow, I think it was abortion on the company dime on the healthcare program. And then there was pushback, and people were boycotting. And then there was pushback on the pushback to where people said, no, we support Chick-fil-A. And it turned into this whole thing where people said, well, the chicken's pretty good, but I'm mainly going to buy a chicken sandwich from them because I support what Dan Caffey says in front of the microphones. Do you see that happening? The reverse pushback on Major League Baseball?
I absolutely do, right? And Major League Baseball is an interesting dynamic because if they choose to say something, they're going to alienate people. If they choose not to say anything, they're going to alienate people. And look, economic boycotting, strikes, protests, none of that is new. Now, though, there's different platforms. And again, the speed of information is very, very high. So, and by the way, there is no such thing as a local news story anymore. And that's why I go back to this. You know, leaders and their boards have to decide, what do we stand for, and are we going to articulate our position publicly? Because we've got a lot of people knocking on our door wanting to know what we think. And by the way, no comment is a comment in today's world.
And I guess that's the thing, Rob. But at the same time, I wonder if Major League Baseball said nothing about the Atlanta voter thing, would people have turned out in droves, said, I demand Major League Baseball pull out of Atlanta, or were they just sort of shrugged and continued to go to the games? Because I just don't know that there was that many people who were really saying, we want to know what Major League Baseball thinks about Atlanta's new or Georgia's new voting laws.
Well, remember, I mean, I think as we get further and further into the Major League Baseball season, and let's say, for instance, the All-Star Game is going to be held in Atlanta, the voices are going to get louder and louder and louder about what the state of Georgia is doing. And do you want to support that state with the quote-unquote sports property called Major League Baseball? And I get it. There's going to be a lot of opinions and all over the place. But the bottom line is that Major League Baseball has to think about what it stands for short, mid, and long term, right? And I think the corporations now, including sports properties like Major League Baseball and frankly the four, you know, major sports, they have a platform, they have a voice. People want to know what they're thinking. And frankly, many of folks in the leadership ranks feel compelled to speak and to speak out against whether it's social justice issues or sexual harassment or any of the other major issues that really do impact time, money, customers, and eventually careers. And, you know, I always say that these organizations must be ready to meet the moment because now more than ever, people are listening and they're acting. Gone are the days, by the way, when everybody's waiting to see what Walter Cronkite says on the evening news, for those that remember Walter Cronkite.
Yes.
Now, you know, people through the internet connectivity have an opportunity to articulate their opinion and mobilize large factions of people more quickly now than ever before.
Rob Weinhold, he is the chief executive with the Faustine Group and the author of Art of Crisis Leadership. Thank you so much for joining me on Alabama's Morning News.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.